Woke up this morning, I need me an ounce. Then I had to make the call to Smoker's Lounge. City said, slide through, we blowing a pound. I said, I'm on my way now, it's going down. Then I pulled up, shit was way too loud. Zigzags everywhere, ain't no backing out. So high up in the sky, ain't no coming down. That's how I feel when you come to the Smoker's Lounge.
One joint, two joint, three joint, four. I can't get enough, I need to roll some more. One joint, two joint, three joint, four. I can't get enough, I need to roll some more.
At the Smoker's Lounge.
Roll up, get high.
At the Smoker's Lounge.
Get high, roll up.
At the Smoker's Lounge.
Roll up, get high.
At the Smoker's Lounge.
Yeah. Welcome to the Smoker's Lounge, where we smoke a lot of weed, we talk a lot of smoke.
Yeah.
I'm your boy Los, the host with the most smoke, and today, King Gio in the building.
Yo, what's up?
Live.
Friday night,
King Gio, man. How you feeling, bro?
I feel good.
Yeah?
Feel good, bro. Yeah.
Fucking, you came in here with a broken hand, fractured, right?
Fractured my middle knuckle.
Man, we was trying to get you in here the day after the fight.
Fuck that.
But your hand's so fucked up.
My shit was hurting on Monday, the worst. That shit's crazy.
Let's talk about that fight, man. Like, cause you just had a fight in Stockton, right?
Yeah.
Fucking dope turnout.
It was cool, man. Hell yeah, it was dope.
Hella people showed up, you know.
Yeah, it was popping.
Who's it? Okay, like, it's not that it matters, but who's the dude that you fought?
What's his name? Michael.
Michael, right?
His last name.
Yeah.
Montes? Tarantas? Bracamonte? I don't fucking know. He's a good kid, man. He has a bright future.
Oh, that
from down south, right?
Yeah, he has a bright future. He's a good kid, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know he was gonna put up such a fucking fight.
Yeah,
that motherfucker put up a fight, bro.
Yeah, he was solid, bro. He was solid, and then after this, our game plan, I couldn't even do the game plan, bro.
Right.
After the second, somewhere in the middle of the round, I hit him in the top of his head, and my hand wasn't all the way closed. And my fucking, like, middle knuckle fractured, and I felt it. And that's why you see the fight, you don't see me throwing right hands. And then when I am throwing them, I'm throwing them very cautiously, like, fucking half-balling it, because that shit is hurting.
We showed up to the fight, man. The first round, you guys was filling each other out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? By the time you got to the second round, bro, you threw that. You threw, was it the first? Like, damn near almost the first real punch you threw. You broke
the first punch I threw. The first punch I fucking threw, bro. You're right. I never even thought about it like that. I finally threw a hard right hand, and my fucking shit fucking.
Now, did he lower his fucking head for him?
Yeah,
for
well, he kept, he purpose? Kept, yeah, well, he was headbutting me. He kept ducking. And, I was like, I wanted to, let him know not to do that again. It's just like a veteran trick. I hit him on top of the head, but it bounced back to me because I didn't do it right, and I fucking fractured my middle knuckle. But that comes from the training camp too, because I had heard it a couple weeks ago, but it wasn't anything major. But I think that's where it stemmed from.
For people that don't know, man, that's a dirty trick, right? Like the top of your head is the hardest part of the body, right? And if fucking somebody's throwing a punch at you, you lower your shit. They hit you right there. This shit's fucked, dog.
Yeah, early in my career, I knocked somebody out, and I hit him on top of the head twice, and that's the first time I found out not to hit somebody.
What movie was that in? I watched it in a movie, bro. Fucking, he was teaching motherfuckers how to fight dirty. He was like, hit him on top of the head.
I don't know.
He's like, lower your head, you can break his knuckles. You know what I'm saying? And that shit happened. I was like, that shit's real. But yeah, good shit, bro. Fucking.
It was cool.
Yeah. So what's it take, bro? We talked about this shit before, bro. When I went to your gym, right, you had a fight.
Yeah.
You had a fight the next day, dog. And you was like, I just got to drop 10 pounds and shit.
Yeah.
Like, what the, like, that's a lot, bro. Most people will die trying to lose 10 pounds.
Yeah. Like, after being in the game so long, it's whatever. But I do want to point something out, that they put my ass on a dehydration clause, and a lot of people don't know that shit.
Dehydration.
So let me explain to you what that means. So what happened is that the commission called me and switched the weight on me twice. So they said, well, you don't have to make this much weight because you haven't weighed that light in years. We're gonna put you up to, 135. I said, all right, whatever. Fuck it. And then they call me back, like, it's going to be 137. I was like, all right, whatever, bro. So I show up, and then the other team's making a big old deal.
Because you're heavy.
Because I'm heavy, and I'm like, bro, I don't make the rules. Like, you know what I mean? So everybody agreed to a dehydration clause. So I weighed 137 at weigh-ins.
Right.
But I couldn't weigh more than 144 the day of the fight.
Oh, that's crazy. So you couldn't even eat?
I didn't eat the day of the fight. Nah.
Oh, so you went in there weak.
Well, I went in there. I didn't eat till
about... Was you eating IVs?
I haven't. I didn't eat till
at
like
least 40. A Kind bar? Right. Cliff bar or something?
I didn't eat till like 4 p.m.
That day,
4 p.m.
Damn.
That day. So there was a dehydrate. They said if you come heavier, there's no fight. And I was like, all right, whatever, bro. That ain't hard, but I probably won't do that again. I just did that because a lot of people have bought tickets and stuff, so I wanted to make sure they went out and went out there for what.
Put on a show on.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's the type of shit that people don't understand that.
Right.
You know, you got to do
there's no canceling.
Yeah.
There's no canceling. There's no I'm sick. That fool got to show up to the fight, dog. Yeah, that shit's crazy. It was a good fight, man. There was a lot of good fights that day. There was people weighing in at 130 pounds KOing each other, dog. Right. I was like, this is crazy. I've never seen anything like that. Not right here in Stockton.
Right.
At 135 pounds, motherfuckers getting KO'd, dog.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Dope.
That's crazy.
Dope. Everybody want to know about this Diaz fight. Who you think is fucking winning?
It's going to come down to if Diaz can take Jake into deep waters. After the fourth to fifth round, if the fight's still there, Nate is going to out-tire him. Because
right.
He just throws a lot of punches. So Jake's biggest chance is the early rounds. After that, it's over.
It's overpowering.
Absolutely. Them. It's over.
Those Diaz jabs, they're going to wear that fool.
Diaz likes to get punched in the face, though.
Yeah, but those jabs, though, they're treacherous.
Yeah, long jabs. Also, he's wearing bigger gloves. But I personally think, my personal opinion, is the boxing gloves hurt more than the MMA glove. I've worn both the MMA glove just to see how it feels and everything. Yeah. The MMA glove has a smaller, obviously more lesser ounces, and the padding is smaller and less stuff.
You would think that was,
but that glove doesn't cover as much ground as a boxing glove. So when you hit somebody with a boxing glove, you're covering more ground. You more the body.
More of an impact.
So more of an impact, exactly. So, you know, that's my personal opinion. The other one is like a little glinch.
Right. The other one, you got to be precise and hit the button.
Yeah, yeah.
The other glove, dude, you can fucking
they're
put
different.
It up there.
Yeah, they're different. But I don't know. That's my opinion.
And Jake don't have no paw. And Jake don't have no chin like Nate does. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Nate can take a punch all day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So he likes it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's going,
well, you know, to a
ready
certain
for
extent.
War. Jake ain't ready for war like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. This is a game to him.
Correct.
This is a game to him.
So this is going to be a true test to see what happens, but there's no way.
No, dog. And I don't think fucking Diaz is going to... I don't think that you can give him a check to fucking take a L. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's really from out here, bro, and if you're going to take him to the ring, bro, I don't give a fuck what the contract says, bro. He is not going to fucking take a L, bro. Like, for any type of money, he's going to go in there and fight his heart out. If he loses, dog, it wasn't set up.
Nah.
See, correct. What they're not preparing Jake for is the continuous jabs and rabbit punches and body shots, dude. Because these fools, they don't fuck around. I mean,
that fool got money. He got training money, dog. Yeah. He got people that fucking will come in there and, like, train this fool to the extent, bro. Yeah. Like, he got different money.
Well, the thing is, how good is his defensive training going to be? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's what I'm saying is, like, when Nate starts really throwing them 1-1-2s or 1-2s or 1-1-2s, it's like, I don't think he's going to be able to take too many of those shots. You know what I'm saying? And then it's really going to be just lights out.
And isn't Nate both southpaw and he does both, don't he? I think he does.
He's talented enough to do everything.
I think he does both. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure that he's going to fuck with him. I'm going to watch this fight no matter where I go.
100%. You know, he's a well-rounded fighter. And again, to the point where his cardio is established to an extreme level. You know what I'm saying? There's no way that Jake Paul's cardio is even to a level. Absolutely. There's no way you can compare. You know what I'm saying? So in the short amount of time, I think that, you know, great training can get you far, but... the experience and, you know, The fight, is this going to be more in Nate's favor?
It's going to be... Let me ask you guys a question. Is it... When it goes down and Nate beats the fuck out, is it going to be the shut the fuck up fight for Jake Paul if he does lose? Or is it going to be one of those...
Nah, he's going to continue on fucking... people are going to always want a $10 million check, dog. At the end of the day.
Yep.
You know what
I'm
saying?
That's a money game.
Yeah.
He's going to keep making money. He's
all day, like 6ix9ine. People still want to do music with him.
Yeah.
Kodak, you know what I'm saying?
Kodak did. $1 million.
He said Kodak
yeah,
did.
Yeah, he did. $1 million. He got black for it.
He's going to get you a big check for sure.
Yep.
You know, no matter what.
That shit is wild, dog. How you feeling, though, Gio, after that fight?
I was good, bro. You know, we had a little... Little kickback at my gym, watched some fights. She was there. The homies was there.
Oh, yeah, we were
cool.
There.
But, like, the next 48 hours after that Saturday, it was tough because
that's when the pain started kicking
in?
Oh,
my God.
Robin.
Dude, I was at the gym on Monday, and I was just sitting there all stupid. And they're like, what's wrong? I was like, nothing. But I was in fucking pain. I got a fever, bro. Like, I was in so much pain.
Yeah.
I had to drink some medicine and shit, and I just been icing it, and... You know,
you got a nice gym, dude. Overall,
thank you.
That's, that's badass. And again, thank you. It was an honor. It was kickback going.
Hell yeah. While we was there, I had the opportunity to steal these fucking shorts while you wasn't looking. You know what I'm saying? What fight was these?
These was the one in December with the homie against the homie Marcos Cardenas. Yeah.
Dope. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna fucking get a case for these, hang them up. And have you sign it that when people come in here, they can see that the champ was here. The champ. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Round of applause to you, man. That shit is dope as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
So are you taking on training? Are you training people?
Real soon I will be. I mean, I do got my fighters that I train. But I had actually closed down the gym. I make it private for the past couple of months to kind of like focus more in training.
Right.
But I'm opening the gym back up to the public real soon. Just a little bit of remodeling to it. I got to do more stuff to it. And we'll
be open
there.
Business, huh?
Yeah.
So you shut down when you're training. Oh, that's you. You fuck around. Ain't nobody coming in.
Yeah, ain't nobody coming in. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Unless I know you, but.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Good shit, man. So what's it like? What do you do after a fucking fight, bro? What's the fucking King Gio fucking, you know what I'm saying, routine after a fight? Win or loss?
I just go eat.
Oh, of course.
I got to
lost 10 pounds and shit.
Yeah, I go eat something good. And it really just depends, bro. I mean, I swear to God.
Is it Mexican, Chinese? What's it?
I like pizza.
Okay, hell yeah.
Pizza, yeah. I just, you know, I just go home, chill.
Are you a weirdo that puts fucking pineapple?
Ah, fuck that. That shit should be illegal.
There's nothing wrong with pineapple.
Joey's a weirdo. I'm a weirdo. Hell yeah.
It's the anchovy thing.
He said it's the anchovies to get. Yeah, it's crazy, dog. Fucking, do you have plans, like, your next opponent? Do you already have an idea?
Nah, I'm just going to stay. What I'm going to do is I'm actually going to stay. Obviously, my hand's fucked up. So I will obviously I can't punch anybody for like the next couple of weeks.
Right.
5 more weeks after this week.
Right.
So I'm staying in shape, bro. I'm just gonna run. Just gonna run. Sit ups, you know, jab a lot with my left hand.
Jab you to death.
Yeah, I'm just gonna stay busy. Just stay in shape. That's the most important thing. That way I can be ready. Like,
we're gonna do a lot of defense work.
Yeah, a lot of defense.
We're gonna stay on our defense.
Are you helping train?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Yep.
What comes with that? What comes with training something like this?
Well, you know what I'm saying? It's one, first of all, I have a huge respect for Gio and the way that he, you know, has run his business and run his boxing camp and the training with everybody. And it's been a pleasure to, you know, be allowed to come in there and, you know, give him my skills and understand the things that I know of what I've studied in boxing and definitely in defense. And, you know, we definitely worked on his head movement. And if you look at that fight, you know, his head movement was incredible, and he really, really was able to help himself in that fight get through the punches of his opponent with his broken hand, you know. So it really helped to be able to help him find holes where he was able to come hit that body with that left hand, because we worked on a lot of slipping and coming under and just getting that body with the left hand. If you go back and look at that fight, you'll see that he was really working that kid's body.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And so, you know, everything that we've been training, he's just been going 100%, 150%. And it's just amazing to see how he just gets sharper and sharper each and every day. So, you know, it's a blessing, and it's only going to get better and better. Whoever his next opponent is, it's going to be a real problem for them. You know what I'm saying? And once his hand gets better, then we can get back to full force with offense and things like that. But for now, we're just going to stay on top of our training, our cardio, and definitely 100% our defense, you know? So. He's been doing great.
Hell yeah.
You know, it's a trip, man, because everybody's trying to train like that, huh? You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to try to be the best. You got to always push yourself for one extra block when you're running. You know what I'm saying? And
well, do you want, extra, yeah, 100%.
Because everybody's trying to do that extra block.
Well, you do you want to be saying? Do you want to be the 7 out of 10
Hell
fighter
nah.
or do you want to be the 10
Hell
out of 10
nah.
fighter? You
right.
feel me? And to be a 10 out of 10 fighter, you got to be elite. You know what I'm saying? And being elite means you got to do
training.
The things that all the other successful people do and it starts in the training. You know what I'm saying? And in the training is where you work hard so that in the fight it's easy. You know what I'm saying?
Discipline.
So, 100%. Yeah. It's
discipline.
All about the self-discipline. Okay. And the thing is about not cutting corners, man. You know what I'm saying? It's when you start trying to cut corners and take the easy way out.
Right.
That's when things, you know, are only going to give you those results, man.
Instead of 6 o'clock. It ain't working.
No. We're going to be in the gym. You know what I'm saying? And when we're there, we're going to be working 100%, 110% because that's the way we're going to get those long lasting successful results. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's always going to pay off when you do it that way.
Hell yeah.
Right. So let me ask you a question. Are you guys working on your more body now and your counter punches now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he was out there fucking with his hands down, playing with this dude, dog. He was out. G was in there playing with him in the ring, dog.
Yeah, after I hurt my hand in the second round, I said, all right, well, chances are I'm not going to knock him out because I can't set him up. So I'm just going to fuck around and play with him and make it look stupid. You know
right.
I mean?
Give,
make him miss, you know.
Yeah, he was making him mad, dog.
Yeah.
He was pissing him off.
He actually punched you one time after the bell. I got hella pissed.
Yeah,
like,
seen that. You guys started fucking.
But it's just part of the fucking thing. Like, that's not how I am in real life. You know what I mean? It's just like, I'm super chill. I'm fucking boring,
you
bro.
After.
Yeah, you know, I'm chilling, you know? Yeah. Like, once you go back into human, you're like, all right, that's not me in real life, bro. It's just me and that square circle. With my license to kill for those next whatever rounds it is, you know. But once that's over, then you know,
rematch in the future.
Not against that kid. No, yeah. I, you know, I fought that kid because I was that kid.
Yeah,
you know, I was that kid that nobody wanted to give me a chance and everything. And I said, you know, this is a good kid. You know, I'm gonna fight him.
Oh yeah,
and I was unfortunate. I was gonna knock him out. That was my plan.
Right. That was the game plan.
That was the plan, going there and get a
KO.
Yeah, but when my shit fucked up, I had to change the whole game plan in the middle. I said I'm just gonna play more defense, just trying to counter him and shit. You know.
Right.
I had fun. I had fun in there. I had fun. I got got cashed out at the end of the day. We good. We good.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Maybe that performance will give Flores some more balls to fight me. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, you know, maybe he's like, well, this fucking guy's getting old or whatever. But, hey, you take it how it is. And the one thing about boxing is any person out there, there's a lot of dudes out there, a lot of people, you know, always want to talk shit on boxers. You know, oh, you suck, so you bum or blah, blah. Yeah. Just because you have one bad night, right? I've said this multiple times. I wish I could line up every motherfucker and be like, oh, yeah? I suck? Okay.
Let's do this.
Line up, bro. Hop in the ring.
Oh, yeah.
I'll give you $10,000 cash right now if you can last 12 rounds, 8-ounce gloves. And that's no cap. All those motherfuckers right there. You want to get so brave?
Shit, it hurts until you get punched in the face.
They don't know the hours are spent.
They don't know. It's not even hours, bro. It's a lifestyle. It's a completely different lifestyle that you do.
Yeah.
Just because you left the fucking gym don't mean you're done fucking training.
No, hell no.
You know you got to go to sleep. You got to go on the ice bath or you got to go on the Epsom salt bath. You got to eat right. You got to not eat after a certain time. You know, you can't, you know, do certain things. You know, partying, which I mean, I don't fucking party. So I don't give a fuck. But when you're younger, it's hard. It really is. You start, you know, it's very hard. So all these guys, you know, like, talk all this shit behind a fucking keyboard, but once you see them in person, they ain't got the boss to say shit to you in person because they know they're gonna get their ass beat.
Right. You know? Right. That's crazy. Crazy man in the comments wants to know What's your diet like while training? Meaning, what type of food are you eating?
Yeah, it just depends what my weight is. My weight dictates what I eat. Right. That's the truth.
Did you you ever plan on going on one of those fucking Joe Rogan diets where you just eat fucking meat?
Once I'm older and I'm done, yeah. Because you're getting hella weight doing that shit. That fool. And some fucking muscle weight, but right. I'm not trying to add more muscle.
That's a lot of protein.
Yeah, that fool like, what, 200?
Way too much protein right there, huh?
He ain't got no neck after that. That fool all muscle and shit.
Might as well just drink it, sure. You know what I mean?
Shout out to everybody tapping in, man. We appreciate you. We see you in the comments, man. Jacob, Crazy Mane, Johnny Smith. We see you.
Everybody. Oh, yeah. One of the loungers wants to know what's your favorite pizza in Spot the 209?
My favorite pizza in Lodi, in Lodi, yeah. At the New York style pizza on Ham Lane.
There it is.
That one's good, bro. But if you guys got something that you think is better than that, bro, I will. Dante's. That's right there on by Bear Creek Hospital. Yeah.
By Dairy Queen.
Yeah, that one's bomb. Too,
ain't nothing bro. Gonna ever that beat one. Naughty Nick's when it was around.
Oh man.
If you from not out here, you know, huh?
Yeah.
Shit's crazy, dog.
Yeah, right on.
Those pizzas have to have been fucking 80 inches round, dog.
Remember Rico's.
Right.
They all had that bomb ass 26-inch pizza. The first time that big
old. Mountain Mike's pizza is good, but only when it's like nice, like right there, fresh and ready. Yeah. You know what I mean? Once it's a little cold, then you know, rest in peace.
Yeah,
that's crazy, bro. Fucking what's good with you, Gio? What you planning on doing with your life after boxing, dog? Because it looks like you ain't. I mean, you're still doing the promotions.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, you still got doing the King Geo promotion. Yeah. You guys are everywhere with that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You got fighters going training right now, huh?
Yeah, I got the homie from Mexico that trains there now. And then I have the homie here from Stockton. So, and the homie from Texas. And you know, we staying busy, bro. At the end of the day, we're staying busy. Once I'm done with boxing, I'll be more free. I can, you know, do whatever
eat what
the fuck.
I want.
Yeah, exactly.
He said, eat what I want.
And
is that the hard part, bro? Is that? I know there's days because I mean I know you're not a robot. There's gotta be days you fucking like, what the fuck did I sign up for? You know what I'm saying?
Bro, when I'm making weight, there'll be days where I gotta, you know, my kids want McDonald's. I literally the week of like this last fight, I took them to McDonald's while making weight. They're eating there. Their food, and I'm eating my healthy ass, stupid ass food.
Right, fucking shake.
But I'm already used to it. I'm used to that shit. It's just discipline at that point. Yeah,
right,
you know, it's just discipline. Great. Like discipline. You already know.
It's easy to give him.
You already know what's gonna happen. You're gonna know what's like me as a fighter, and I've been doing this for so long, years. I already know what's gonna happen.
You already tried cheating up.
Yeah, if I slip up, I already know if I slip up, you know, shit's gonna be hard when it's time to cut the real weight, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah.
That's crazy, dog. I don't think I could do it, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I wanna live life. Yeah. You know what I'm saying, dude?
Yeah, weight cutting should be a whole ass other fucking sport, bro.
Right. That's like an extreme sport in itself, bro. That's hard. Lose 10 pounds, you got 3 hours, go. Like, dude, that's crazy, dog.
But it does really help you to take care of yourself now, so you don't have to take care of yourself later, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, if you don't take care of yourself now, you're going to have to deal with all the issues and problems and things that come along with those type of decisions. So it's like, you can kind of at least get a good, healthy diet and a good workout in you every day. Yep. You're at least helping yourself to
take them dabs, man. Fucking coffee.
That too is good. You know,
get those abs going. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Those dabs.
I don't know if I can stop. Oh, yeah, dude. God damn it, you guys.
That's fucked up.
Would they want to spar with you?
I fucked up. I said a spar. I was like, spar me.
Spar me. They always want to hit you when your fucking arm's broke.
Right.
Yeah. Shout out to everybody tapping in, man. We appreciate you. Before we go any further, man, let's give a quick shout out to the sponsors. Give them a round of applause.
All right.
We appreciate them. Joey, go ahead and handle that.
Let's start out with Valley Cure. Valley Cure. Right now they're going live right now, dude. What you can find there is Supercuz 1000 milligrams moonshine. He has everything. Pops.
Those
coffee.
Drinks are good.
We got some right now. Here they're sipping on. This one is called. It's lemonade. Lemonade. I mean, he got all the flavors. Yeah, seawater. He got the apple one. Man, Kid Combs.
NorCal Rep.
NorCal Rep for
Raw. Raw Rolling Papers, man. Shout out to Raw. You know what I mean? And Kid Combs. Go check out his music out now on all streaming platforms.
Oh, yeah. He's everywhere.
Bay. That's the new Slapper. That's the new one. Auto Up Garage. If you're looking for Chris Clean LS swaps, it's Auto Up Garage right here in the 209. The number one place to get those LS swaps. 500 horsepower or more. We have Cali Guards now, Team No Spit.
No Spit.
Shout out to them, man. We have everything from colored cones, glass tips, all smoking accessories. They sent us a big pack the other day. We just did an unboxing. Go check that. Space Rocks. Get your moon rocks from Space Rocks. He's at Valley Cure, man. Tap in with him. DD's Delivery, man. They will deliver the woo wop to your house if you're in the 209. Hit up DD's Delivery on Instagram. And last but not least, we have the world champion, June the Goon.
June the Goon.
The joint champion of the world, Craig.
Oh, yeah.
Did you not look at that joint behind you, dog? June the Goon wrote that big-ass motherfucking microphone. You know what I'm saying? That's that. Yeah. Jesus.
He just rolled a two-ounce guitar.
Right.
Yeah, that's not something you can smoke. That's
no, you
can
smoke that.
Yeah, you can smoke that. We already smoked one.
Oh, you already did. Yeah. But now, but this is the one you put in the case to say. That's dope. That's the souvenir right there.
If you're going to think it's YouTube, is Rolling Champion?
Raw Rolls. Yeah. Or Joint Champion.
Joint Champion. The Joint Champion.
The Joint Champion.
And he has a bunch of all his stuff, latest stuff. Like he's rolling all that stuff. Just pretty badass.
Dope shit. Ill jokes in the building, man. Oh, yeah. Appreciate you. Here we go, man. We got King Gio in the building, man.
I got a question for you guys.
Let's go.
So, what do you think about, like, I think it was last week's alien people on the Congress talking about aliens?
That's crazy.
Oh, the whistleblowers.
Whistleblower. How legit do you believe that?
So this
we were just talking about this, too. And Luis just popped up. How convenient. Luis pops up and the we alien question. We're talking about aliens. Pops up.
Speaking of an alien.
So this whistleblower still has contact with the people that are still working with these non-biologicals and aircrafts that they have, and claims they do are man driving these fucking things too. So this whistleblower is legit, dude. Until though, I see one land somewhere and something gets out.
Right.
Then, but until then, you can whistleblow all you want, dude. People whistleblow all the time at work.
Well, one of the whistleblowers, his name is Dr. Stephen Greer. Yeah. Dr. Stephen Greer is a
highly
fucking there, respected in the industry. And fucking,
he dropped dimes.
He's like legit. But this, this is the thing, though, right? People back in the days that said fucking, they believed in aliens and everybody called them crazy. All the people that was calling them crazy is believing in aliens now. And the people that was believing in aliens is saying, you know what? This is a fake alien invasion. You know what I'm saying? Because of
Project Bluebeam. Keep seeing that shit.
And real talk, like, it's been talked about for like the last 5 years that, you know, the government's getting ready to stage and fake alien invasion. They're using Project Bluebeams where they got satellites where they can these airplanes.
They want to spread fear.
Yeah, and that's all it is. Fear. And that's all it is. And so these F-16s and shit, these fighter jets, They have the capabilities of projecting UFOs in front of them, so it looks like they're chasing them, dog.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, bro? But in all reality, bro, it's just fucking, it's just scare tactics. You know what the voice of God is? It's a fucking weapon.
Yeah.
They used it in Vietnam, right? In World War II, they used this fucking weapon. And what it is, it's a satellite where they can look like 10 miles, and they can fucking direct it at somebody and make sounds come into their fucking head like it's something like there's tanks coming, or they can say shit and fucking direct it straight to them 10 miles away, bro.
Subliminal message.
Like subliminal message type shit. And so this is how the government robbed the people with fucking hella money. We funded the war, right?
Yeah.
And so what we did, right, is we went over there with only a quarter of our army, and everything else was blow up tanks, bro. Yeah. It was fake tanks.
Fake tanks.
So when they flew over, bro, they seen a big ass army, but it wasn't really. It was all blow up tanks.
Yeah.
And what it was, they used the voice of God to project towards the fucking army, and it sounded like they had a big military coming for them, bro, and everybody retreated, dog. You know what I'm saying? They did not want it.
what's going
on? And that was what they was doing back then, yeah. bro. And they've been talking about they was gonna fucking use that as a fake alien invasion. No. That's what I think is yeah. going on. You know what I'm saying?
There's a lot of crazy military yeah. teams that they yeah, got that we have no idea dog. About them, you know?
But you know what? When that shit does go down,
that shit just got deep.
We're going to find out in the hood who has RPG. Because, you know, these
right.
are going to be shooting shit out the backyard. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
From Grandpa's World War II.
Hell yeah, dude. Because, I mean, I don't know. The whistleblower sounded convincing. To tell you the truth, I until we see one, dude. I mean, actually, land somewhere where, like, you know, Independence Day or that movie if you, back in the day was called V.
What's your personal opinion from now to how many years that's gonna happen?
I'm gonna say legit. Look, I'm good. It's already happened, bro. They have already put it on television.
Yes, but like legit. Yeah.
Next 10 years.
I'm gonna say within the five.
I was gonna say five. I got it. Five to no more.
They don't care about hiding it no more.
When shit, they don't care about hiding it. You know what's the trick, bro? Is fucking back in the days when, you know, you heard of this shit. If you knew the aliens was coming, motherfuckers wasn't gonna go to work no more. That was it. Why?
Remember, the aliens out are here. Inside. They'd be under their beds. Yeah, they'd be tripping. Yeah.
There was a whole world be tripping. There was a movie back in the '80s. It was called
The Fuck. If aliens are coming, we still got rent to pay.
Yeah.
right.
Yeah. There was a movie back in the early '90s. It was called V for Visitors. And what it was they actually opened up. You know, they're living with us, and they had motherships hovering over the cities. And they made a series out of it. You guys look it up on YouTube. It's called V for Visitors. And that's what they thought back then is going to happen now. And this is only, what, 30 years, 40 years later? 30 years later? And it's like, if it does happen to where one actually stops somewhere, say Area 51, boom, there's a mothership, big as fucking a city. They're just sitting there. Yeah. Then what? Then I'm like, okay, you know what? It's real.
Dog, like, if you really, it gets way deeper than that because you know how they say, yo, the reptilians fucking are, you know, control the world and giants and the underground reptilians. Yeah. And everybody was like, no. Now they just said UFOs fucking exist. You saying that don't exist, dude? They wasn't lying about that. Brother, everything's just, bro, I don't know what to believe anymore. So this shit's wild.
And we talked to us. Well,
I'm going to just stay fucking, I'm going to shoot everything.
Yeah, hell yeah. We've talked about this before. There was a story about two kids. They were like a greenish, bluish color, and they came out of the mountains, or I guess Ireland, somewhere out that way. And their skin was like a greenish, bluish. They didn't know where they came from. Later on, one of the kids did die. The other one did live and have its own kids, but they don't know where these kids came from. They came from a cave somewhere. So, again, is there underground worlds?
Yeah, man.
You know, is there stuff, you know, not just what they say in the middle of the earth, but actually an earth, another earth down there, you know what I mean?
We got King Geo in there.
Yeah.
We're in the building. Give Geo a round of applause, man.
Hell yeah.
We in this motherfucker going deep.
I mean, what do you guys want to happen when it comes to aliens? I mean,
I think it's more complex than that because... Yeah. Now it opens a universal question about religion for people that are really, really into that and into the religion, their own religion and stuff. So it's going to be like, well, what the fuck is this?
Everything that they believe went out the window.
Yeah. Well, you know, to an extent, because now, you know, there might be other, you know, religions in other, you know, worlds or whatever. So now it just opens, the universal question of where and
when, like, it's going to happen.
Yeah. But where, like, but it opens the question is, where did we come from realistically? Or who made, or, you know, who truly made Earth? You know, all that bullshit. Yeah. It opens a shitload of questions.
And I always thought, too, this universe is way too big to be just us.
I mean, I was just reading a paper yesterday talking about, I was reading about black holes, and they were talking about that on the other side of that black hole, that there's a theory that there's another Earth exact of that one, and it's you, but you're in a different person and a different story. It's
parallel universe.
Yeah, and that's what they think.
Black trying to set up on Mars, too, right?
Yeah. So, you know, it's a lot of...
Let me ask you this. Since we're talking about different worlds and aliens and shit, after all the dust settles, do you think there's a business and fucking promoting fighting with other fucking world beings, bro? Like lining up a galactic boxing federation, though?
Absolutely not. We'll get our ass beat. Because if those fuckers come here and we can't go there, that's all you got to know.
Just watch.
Knock me out by just looking at me.
Remember, we have the best instruction manual to beat these fuckers. Mars Attacks. If you haven't watched it, watch that shit.
There you go.
You know what? Until, like I said, I see it. You know, knowing this whistleblower dropping dimes like that, you know what? I just gotta say, you know, I'm fine. Now somebody did say something, but now I want to see it.
Yeah,
I want to see it now.
But I mean, I kind of believe it because of that whistleblower. Because did you guys see how much media coverage that got?
Oh,
yeah,
worldwide.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Even the aliens seen that shit. Yeah. They're like, oh,
this motherfucker said we made the news.
Again.
Shout out to everybody tapping in, man. We appreciate
Hell
you.
Yeah.
Make sure you're checking out King Geo, man. Yeah. Fucking on Instagram, King Geo 1, right?
Yeah. Pull up to the gym, get some work in.
Right.
Obviously, I can't spar, but I got people that'll.
I'll get my homies to slap the shit out of you.
Hell yeah. We got some people that'll spar.
Hell yeah, man.
Come in the gym. You're going to see what we got.
Check out King Geo, man. Fucking Geo, you got anything to tell him?
Nothing.
Stay in school, huh?
Stay in school, bro.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Just say no.
Getting punched in the face ain't for everybody. Don't do it. That ain't for everybody.
Joey.
Oh, man. You know what? This week's going to be hot. So, yeah, you guys, check on your elderly. Check on your pets. Make sure they're drinking some cool water. You know what I mean? It's Friday. You guys stay cool. If you plan on drinking and driving, pull over and take sips. You know what I mean? Don't be fucking around. Fat Joe to you. That reminds me
to pull my mother-in-law out the basement, man. Appreciate that, Joey. Fucking, where they finding you, bro?
They can find me at J-Dub on Instagram, J-A-Y-D-U-B. I have a new one that I'm setting up for coach training and everything like that. So you'll be able to find me through King Geo stuff and everything like that.
But
come on to the gym and we'll definitely get you right.
Yeah, man, we appreciate you, man. Make sure you're checking me out. Official Smokers Lounge Podcast on Instagram. Smokers Lounge Podcast on all streaming platforms. We appreciate you. Check us out on MyTV26, Comcast, and Stanislaus County. Every Friday night after the scary movies. We there, man. Smokers Lounge Podcast. Shout out to Luis. Shout out to Monique, Joey, and the whole team.
Hey,
shout out to the loungers for tapping in and dedicated to us, man. Smokers Lounge, man. We out this bitch.
Late.
Having us, man. Appreciate it.
Up this morning, I need me an ounce. Then I had to make the call to Smoker's Lounge. City said, slide through, we blowing a pound. I said, I'm on my way now, what's going down? Then I pulled up, shit was way too loud. Zigzags everywhere, ain't no backing out. So high up in the sky, ain't no coming down. That's how I feel when you come to the Smoker's Lounge.
1 joint, 2 joint, 3 joint, 4. I can't get enough, I need to roast them all. 1 joint, 2 joint, 3 joint, 4. I can't get enough, I need to roast them all.
At the Smokers Lounge.
Roll up, get high.
At the Smokers Lounge.
Get high, roll up.
At the Smokers Lounge.
Roll up, get high.
At the Smokers Lounge.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.